I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR. Wildlife sources report with the changing of the calendar comes the start of the state's annual trout stocking program. We'll get into that coming up right after this in today's report. Jim Hedrick, hatchery manager for the DNR, says the stock trucks are rolling to West Virginia's trout rotters this week.
That time of the year is here again, and we are starting our January stockings. And those can be found in the regulations, in the 2017 regulations. And there are a select number of waters around the state that receive a single January winter trout stocking. And then, of course, that will... frequency of stockings will increase through February and on into March as the season progresses.
The early stockings during the year are the ones that reach streams and impoundments in the western counties of the state, which is about the time, about the only time most of those can be stocked.
It's really statewide. This basically, the January stockings pretty much fall under most of the streams that receive weekly stockings also receive the January stockings. And then there are a number of waters throughout the state that are on a biannual schedule that we only stock a couple times a year. And if that is the case, they do receive stocking in January as well as March. And there are several impoundments in that category.
Hedrick reminds us the impoundments tend to ice over, and that creates a unique fishing experience, but it also keeps trout in place for a longer period of time.
This time of the year, the temperature is cold enough for trout. At some locations, we like to stock in January because oftentimes then the lakes freeze and it makes an ice fishing opportunity that you just don't typically have on our rivers and streams.
Keep in mind, winter stockings are very dependent on the weather that can be unpredictable. So if it's nice where you are, it may not be as nice where the trucks have to travel.
So a lot of the locations that we do stock in January are up in the mountains, and I don't know that we could stock a lot of streams more than once in January, because there are several of those places, you know, Spruce Knob Lake and Upper Shavers Fork, where you're lucky to get a day or two a year that you can get a dual truck up there, in the month of January.
Two new waters have been added to the stocking list this year. Those are Pendleton Lake at Blackwater Falls State Park and the tailwaters of North Bend Lake, downstream from the dam to the park. The DNR has removed Fall Run near Holly River State Park from the stocking list. The daily stocking information is updated on the DNR website each afternoon once the stocking is done. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.